and it's the good life.
You know, Bill, they say that Johannesburg in the winter has the finest climate in the world. It gets too cold for me sometimes, especially when that wind blows from the south. Bill, am I boring you?
Huh? What's that? Boring me? No, of course not. How could you be? I'm not listening. I agree with you, Mary. It is cold tonight. Is the fire still burning?
What do you mean, is the fire still burning? You're in the room, aren't you?
Yes, I am, but there's so many bodies between me and the fire that I might just as well be in Siberia.
Is that so? We'll just prove that you're worth your salt and put another log on the fire.
Very well. Move over, Hamlet. All right, all right. No need to get all uptight about it. I just want to make the fire better. The fire, you thick-headed dimwit. That lovely warm thing, it's singeing your coat. Move over! Oh, this hound can be stupid at times.
Don't be so impatient, Bill. You go about it the wrong way. You know he likes to lie on the rug in front of the fire. That's his place. It always has been. He's a Great Dane, and there's a lot of him to be kept warm. There, there, Hamlet. Your daddy doesn't want to pinch your place. That's right, boy. See, Bill, if you talk to him nicely, he'll do as you tell him.
Thank you very much. Very good of him. And I'll thank you not to refer to me as his daddy. I'm not big enough to be his paw. Right, now that's him out of the way.
Now, are you going to put that log on the fire or not?
Yes, I can manage that now that the way to the fire is clear. I'll just get this log and... Oh, blasted cat, why couldn't he move out of the way with the others?
You didn't tell him to. And you know that when Mao Tse Tung is busy with his thoughts, he takes no notice of what the people round him are doing.
Yes, I can see he isn't Russian. Go on, cat, beat it. Out of the way. Oh, at last I can see the fire. Now, I just put the log on it. There we are. Now we'll have a good blaze. I'll get back to my chair. I might have known. As soon as I move away from the fire, the family closes up behind me like a zip fastener.
What is it in the paper that you find so interesting, Bill?
Well, I'm looking at the runners in the big race in Durban next week.
Oh, yes. You know, it's a year since we were in Durban for the winter season. Oh, Bill, couldn't we go?
Go to Durban in July? You must be out of your mind, although hotels have been booked up for months.
I suppose they have. But I'm sure that we could find somewhere to stay. And the children are all going away. Oh, wait a minute. Of course we couldn't go. There's quite a fashion parade on the race course, and I've got nothing to wear.
Nothing to... to make me laugh. I bet I could go to your wardrobe now and say, what about this blue one? What about this yellow one? What about this green one?
William Good, if you say hello, Sam, I shall scream.
Mind you, on second thoughts, I'd be glad to get away from this cold weather for a couple of weeks. Not a bad idea at that. I could phone our chairman's brother. He's got an interest in a hotel in Durban.
You don't surprise me. He looks that sort of man. But I suppose I could always dash off into town and get a maxi. How would you fancy me in a maxi?
I wouldn't. And as the chairman of the Walk Down Edoff Street at Lunchtime League, I can say officially that we are against maxis. They're taking a lot of pleasure out of life. We go to the races in Durban, you will go in a mini.
Oh, Bill, are you going to buy a new car as well? Oh, Bill, it was marvellous that you could get leave and we could come to Durban. Gosh, I could take plenty of this lazing round on the beach. What are you studying?
Form.
If you must study form on the beach, you could always study mine. Oh, sometimes I think I waste my time trying to find a swimsuit that will send you.
All right, consider me sent.
I am considering it. Phew, it's hard to do anything else. Doesn't half pound you smell like a desert rose? Must be that suntan lotion you're using. What on earth is it?
The latest thing for men. It says on the bottle that it will give you a he-man tan. At the same time, it will captivate all females with its suggestion of the tang of the great outdoors. You know... The vor sizzling on the fire. The crisp, clean air. Marvellous.
I'm sure the outdoors doesn't pong like that. If it does, there's something queer about it. It's changed since I was a girl.
Just stop criticizing my suntan lotions and rub a little more on my back, will you? There, right between the shoulder blades. Ah, yes, that's right. Now, let's get back to the race card. got to find the July winner.
I shouldn't bother if I were you.
It costs a small fortune to spend 2 weeks in Durban, let me tell you, at this time of the year, so I intend to get some of my money back.
Oh, don't be silly, Bill. You know nothing about horse racing. You'll only lose more money and you'll get so cross that it'll spoil your holiday. Anyway, more important than that, what do you think of me in my new wet-look swimsuit?
Yeah. Carrying a bit too much weight for my liking. Oh, yeah, fire in Boom Street. What did I do now? All I said was that this horse will be carrying too much weight. Oh, your swimsuit is. Well, it looks marvelous, Mary. In fact, you're the belle of the beach. But please ring off while I find the nag that is going to carry the good fortunes next Saturday.
Why don't you use a pin?
I don't use a blasted pin because I'm picking winners, not winkles. Now, let's see. If this horse won with 14 pounds less, but over 2 furlongs more, then perhaps this horse here could carry it.
Hello, Mr. Good. Fancy meeting you here.
Hello, Virginia. That's a smart bikini you're wearing. It almost got to the starting post. Who's your little friend? Hello, little boy. Hello, Sonny. Would you like an ice cream?
You just watch it, Mac, or you're likely to get a bunch of the hooter.
This is George, Mr. Good. He's a jockey.
Oh, I should have guessed. Only a jockey would wear riding breeches on the beach.
They're not riding breeches. They're my baggies.
Baggies? Yes, I suppose they have to be to accommodate those legs, eh? All right, then let's stand here bandying words. Have you any good tips?
He's not a waiter, he's a jockey, I told you.
Oh, yes, so you did.
Yeah, I'm a jockey and I'm engaged.
Are you indeed? Then why are you hanging around Virginia?
I'm engaged to ride a horse on Saturday.
Really? Well, then do come and sit down, my dear chap. Now, have you got any dope?
Dope? Don't even mention the word. They're very odd on dope, the stewards are. Very odd indeed.
Yes, I'm not interested in the personal habits of stewards.
I could be warned off. I could be...
Yes, and if you don't belt up, I'll be browned off. What I meant was, have you got any inside information?
Oh, I have. My doctor says I've got a crumbling appendix.
It's got plenty to grumble about, being attached to you. George, which horse is going to win the big race, do you think?
Warned off.
Well, try another one. That's not running.
Well, any one of 6 horses could win it.
Oh, come off it, George. You sound like Graham Eads. What's the word at the stables?
Isn't it usually gee-up or whoa?
Very funny. Do you realize that if I can't get a hot tip, I can't be a punter on Saturday?
First you were going to the races, now you say you're going on the river.
Going on the river? What are you talking about?
You said you were going to be a punter. You do that on a river with a pole.
If you can find a blast of pole to take you, you go on the river, but see that he has you home by midnight. Now, George, if you hear anything, please let me know, will you?
Of course he will, Mr. Good. Come on, George, let's have our swim, then we can have some lunch.
Make sure he has a jockey's lunch, Virginia.
What's that, Mr. Good?
Bread and stirrup. Well, Mary, it was a bit of luck meeting that jockey here. He might be able to give me the winner. We'll have to cultivate him.
He's so small, he could do with cultivating. You know, Bill, I can never understand why jockeys are so tiny. You'd think they'd be really tall the way they spend most of the day standing in all that fertilizer. Here's Mother and the Colonel. Hello, Mother, where have you two been?
My Hubert took me to the snake park. It was really interesting. We saw a night adder. Have you ever seen a night adder, William?
Yes, of course I have. Our accountant is always working overtime. Did you see the boom slung?
I don't know. No, let me see. Slang is a snake. What's a boom?
A boom is something. It's snaked out of the stock exchange. Now, where did I put my race card?
Picking winners, are you good?
Tried to, Colonel. You any good at it?
Gad, yes. I used to be one of the stewards at the Northwest Frontier Turf Club.
Really? Yes. Did you, Colonel? I can't imagine you walking around with trays of drinks.
Hubert means that he was one of the people responsible for organizing the races.
I'm surprised at you, Colonel. For Nyerkere?
Not just now, thank you. Yes, although I say it myself, I'm a pretty good judge of horse flesh. I need only look at a horse to tell if it'll be in at the finish.
Really? Have you got a system?
Of course I've got a system. It's elementary.
Tell me, what is it?
Well, you take the day of the month and divide it by the age of the horse. Then you multiply that by the number of red-haired men you've seen that day and divide the answer by the number of your car.
Well, sounds feasible. Let me see. 17 divided by 2 times 3. If there's 4 seconds a day, and a bit of... Sorry, Colonel, that system only works if there are more than 53,247 horses in the race. We'll have to stick to form.
I'm sick of all this talk about horses. Let's get back to the hotel for lunch. And don't forget, we've arranged to go to the discotheque this evening. I've never been to one before.
Neither have I. That's why we've got to take this opportunity and go. Oh, this place is crowded. So many people in here that the disc jockey's playing the record sideways. Look at that go-go dancer. She has no room to move. Gosh, that chap nearly got a bust in the nose.
It's a good job we booked a table. I don't think I've ever seen so many people in Durban before. Now, Bill, order some drinks. And as it's race week, I'll have a horse's neck.
Sounds as though you want to splice the main brace. All right, let's sit down. Quite a good table, isn't it? Right here on the dance floor. Ah, there's Virginia, look. What's she doing, dancing by herself?
She's not dancing by herself. Now that she's turned round, you can see that she's dancing with that jockey.
Oh, so she is. First time I've seen a jockey, he used to be in the Navy.
Oh, and how do you know he used to be in the Navy?
Because he's having a naval review.
Oh. Ah, here come the drinks. Thank you. Put them down there, will you, Voodoo?
Good night, sir.
Good night,
oh,
really. Well, cheers. Here's hoping we pick the right horse on Saturday. I wonder if that jockey fellow's got any information.
I've no idea. I'll ask him. Hey, George!
He can't hear you with all this din going on.
Hey, George! No, he can't hear me. Virginia?
Yes, Mr. Good, you called me. Do you want to go-go?
Certainly not. I've only just come.
Oh, Mr. Good, take me on the floor and let's get swept up.
Oh, stop making me sound like a stumpy, Virginia. I really wanted to talk to George. Ah, oh. Here he is now. George, come over here. Did you hear anything about the race?
Yeah, I did, but I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Oh, come off it, George. You're among friends. You can tell us. Can't he, Colonel?
Of course he can. I'll keep mum.
That's what you're always saying, but you never seem to get round to fixing a date for the wedding. Now then, George, come on, sit down here. Have some champagne, some brandy in it, perhaps a spot of rum.
Oh, the Kemptown ladies sing the song.
That's right, Georgie boy. Have a good time. Have a wonderful time. What was that bit of information you got?
Oh, no, it's a secret.
Is it straight from the horse's mouth?
Ach, no, man, you must be bonkers. You can't trust anything a horse tells you. Only the other day, one of the horses says to me, you know what he says to me?
No, tell us.
He says to me...
Very funny, George. Very funny. Now, come on. Tell us this big secret. If you do, I tell you what. If you do, I'll tell Virginia that she must give you a nice big kiss. You will, won't you, Virginia?
Of course I will, Mr. Good. Pass the stilts.
There's this horse from the Free State, eh? His form is a bit of a mystery, but they're going to give it a full trial on the morning before the race, out at its stable about 30 miles from here. And this one could be the winner. I'll take you out there, but we'll have to make sure we're not seen. They get very cross if they catch you spying on their horses.
Oh, yes. Fine, George. We'll be ready. What time will you call for us?
4 in the morning.
4 in the morning? There isn't such a thing.
Nonsense, Good. We'll be ready, George. Now, just to drop more shampoo. Oh, Gad, Good. It's grand to be out at this time of the morning. Yes. Oh. Ah, yes, that's better. Just smell that ozone.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath of it, man. It's blowing right across the Indian Ocean. Clear from Australia.
Clear from Australia, is it, Colonel? Well, they must have some very badly behaved kangaroos over there.
That's Durban North.
Oh, is it really? I'm afraid all this early morning sea air isn't for me. It gives me rheumatism in my larynx. Where the devil is George?
We're a bit early. He'll be here in a moment. Yes, here he comes.
Nonsense, Colonel. That's one of the gnomes in the children's garden.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, it isn't. No. Not the one with the fishing rod in his hand. Yes, you're right. It is him.
Good morning, gents.
Morning.
Yes, hello, George. Let's get on our way, shall we?
Now, before we start, I've had to grease a few palms, you know, finding out the exact time and place of the trial, you know.
Oh, yes, of course. How much have you spent?
40 rand.
40 rand? But that's impossible.
Don't be a piker, Good. We'll win 20 times that tomorrow. 20 rand each. There you are, George. Now, Good, get the car started and we'll be on our way. Tell him where to go, George. Down, second thoughts. You'd better not.
Here we are, gents. This is the place. Now, if you go down the bank there, across to that clump of trees, just beyond it, you'll see the track where they're going to try this horse, huh?
Yes, yes.
You got your stopwatches and your binoculars?
Yes, we've got them. Are you coming with us?
I'll wait here at the car. I can't take the slightest risk of being seen.
Yeah, quite understandable, yeah.
Okay, if anyone comes along, you can always hide in the cubbyhole. Come on, Colonel. See you later, George. Are then through the trees?
Yes.
That must be the track down there, Colonel.
Yes.
No sign of any horses yet. Oh, yes, look, look, there they are.
Ah.
Yeah, they're not moving very fast, are they? What's that behind them? Just take a look through my binoculars. It's a plow, Colonel.
What?
What's going on here?
What's that? It's the car, good. Come back!
It's George driving away in the car. Wasn't it? You know, Colonel?
Yes, I know good. We've been taken for a ride.
We sure have, and nobody's going to take us for a ride back. So we'd better start walking. Come on, Colonel. If I ever get my hands on that little...
I don't think what could have happened to the mother. It's getting quite late. They should have been back hours ago. Here's Virginia. I wonder if she's heard from George. Virginia! Have you seen anything of Mr. Good and the Colonel?
No, Mrs. Good, and I can't find George. Daddy gave him a lot of money last night to put bets on horses, and he was supposed to bring the tickets this morning.
And I gave him 10 rands for bets.
So did I. You know, I think we'd better make some inquiries about our friend George. Well, it looks as though we've all been taken for suckers. George has disappeared, and so has our money. The manager said that he was a well-known competence man who made a good thing out of visitors at this time of the year. Doesn't seem to be anything we can do about it. But I wish I knew where Bill and the Colonel were.
Oh, not to worry, Mary. Bill is in good hands with Hubert. I'm sure no con man would get the better of Hubert. George would have to get up very early in the morning to get the better of Hubert Swackhammer.
That's what's worrying me. He did.
We've still got miles to go, Colonel. To the main road, I mean, where we can start trying to get a lift.
Good. I've just been having a look at my bearings.
I think mine have seized up.
Oh, peasant. From the position of the sun, I think we can take a short cut through this plantation. Come on.
Righto.
Hold it good.
What, Colonel?
Your tongue, you fool.
I'm having enough trouble breathing as it is. If I hold my tongue, I'll choke.
Excellent idea, but please choke quietly. Now, good. Look down there.
Down where?
Oh, there.
Yes, I see. Horses.
Yes, not only horses, my dear chap. Race horses. And they're about to have a gallop. Yes, it won't do any harm to put our binoculars and our stopwatches on them.
That's all I got left to put on them after that little twist.
They're about to start. Watch ready.
Right.
Good. Gad, look at that one going. Yeah, never seen a horse as fast as that.
Yeah, it is fast, yes.
Great Scott! What does your watch say? Tick, tick, same as mine. Good. Yeah. That horse is the winner of tomorrow's big race. I know it. Yes, we'll just wait here for a few minutes until they've gone.
Yes, right.
Wouldn't do to let them see us.
No, wouldn't do.
Yes, there they go. Now, good, don't worry anymore. We'll just pack that horse with everything we've got and we'll make a fortune.
Fine, Colonel, fine. There's just one thing.
What's that?
We don't know the name of the horse.
Yes, got a point there. Well, don't just stand there looking smug. What did the blasted horse look like?
Well, it looked like a horse. It was sort of brown. Well, aren't they all brown?
No, of course not. You get a lot of chestnuts.
Especially on this program. Now, about that horse. It was sort of brown and it had... Well, they all have four of those, don't they?
Was it a horse or a filly?
Well, I don't know, Colonel. It didn't stop at any trees. But it did have a white patch between its eyes.
Gad, good, so it did. Yes, you're not such a fool as I thought. You've saved the day. Now, all we have to do is to find a horse with a white patch between its eyes and bingo, we're in the pound seat. Now, come on. Let's make for the main road.
Bill, do stop staring at every horse you see between the eyes. You frighten the daylights out of that one in the milk cart on the way here. What on earth's the matter with you? You look like a horse hypnotist.
Well, there's nothing the matter with my voice. Why don't you and Phoebe go across and look at the fashions? The Colonel and I will follow our fancy.
Oh, Mr. Good, I'm going to the tote.
You'd better come with us, Virginia.
That's right, tote her off. Right, Colonel, come over here. What do we do now?
Well, come on. Let's Let's try and get into the owner's enclosure.
How do we do that?
Brace up, good. Brace up! Yes. Square those shoulders, man. They're terrible.
Yes, sir.
At the moment, you look like a racecourse tout.
Start? We can certainly do with one right now. Shall we go?
No, we shall not. Not until we've found out the name of that blasted horse. Now, here we go.
Right, into the member's enclosure, owner's enclosure. Right, yes.
But as I was saying, good, that horse of yours...
Colonel, obviously we don't look like a couple of owners.
Gad, how humiliating. Bounced out on me binoculars. that's a nasty cough you've got, good.
Yes, it is, Colonel. Matches my hacking jacket. What do we try now?
Well, we'll wait until a group of people goes in and we'll just attach ourselves to them. Yes, did it once on the frontier when I was escaping from the Kurds.
Really? Did it work? Did you get away from the Kurds?
Yes, I did, in a way. Here comes a group now. Now, shh, just mingle with them. Now.
Right, Oh, mingle, the man said. Mingle with them. That guard got hold of me so quickly that I didn't know a thing until I landed right on my sea cottage.
Oh, I think we'd better forget it, good. There's no chance of getting into the enclosures unless...
Unless what?
Unless we can disguise ourselves or something.
If you're thinking of one of those pantomime horses, I'm not going to be the back end. Not like...
No. Tell you what we'll do. We'll grab a couple of loads of hay and walk in it with draped all around us. Yes, they'll never guess who we are. Hey, come on, look. The hay's over there.
Gosh. Colonel must have made it.
Out! Oh, you... Okay, I was doing fine. Too realistic, though.
What do you mean, too realistic?
Oh, I got inside and I squatted down to have a look at the lie of the land. And some blasted stable boy rammed a pitchfork into me. Well, me rump feels like a piece of steak at a bride face.
Well, the only thing we can do now, Colonel, is to wait until they come out into the ring before the race and then get a good look at them. One with a white mark between its eyes should be easy to spot.
You're right, good. Come across to the toot. The first race is about to start and I want to make a bet.
Well, the Colonel's away. I'd better start working out my budget, see what I've got to pay out before we leave the hotel tomorrow. Then I'll see how much I can spend this afternoon. Here's my pencil, a piece of paper. Here's a piece. Several nice blank spaces on it, too. Now, and at this window, I'll use it as a desk. Now, 5, 11, 20, 14, 2, 16. Ah, yes. And there's 10 and 9. Mm-hmm. And I
hurry up, mate, hand it in and let's get to the window.
Hand what in? All right, a runt. A runt, you say. What for? The accumulator. Accumulator, what's that? Oh, yeah, this piece of paper. Yes, very well, there you are. There. Thank you. Here you are, Colonel! Hello, Colonel! Listen, we better get back to Phoebe and Mary.
This is really exciting. Some of the fashions are out of this world.
They certainly are. Some of them look as though they came from Mars.
Yes, they do look a little old-fashioned, but they're right up to the minute.
Not as good as the minis, though, eh, Mary? They were right up to the... have you made any bets, Mary?
Yes, I looked into the stables a short while ago, and I saw a magnificent horse with a white blaze between its eyes.
A white blaze?
Yes, so I backed that one.
What was the number of the horse?
Number 6. It's here on my ticket.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you. Come on, Colonel. It's in the bag.
I also saw a horse that I liked, and it had a white blaze between the eyes as well. He's number 15.
Phoebe, my dear. Do you mean there are 2 horses with white blazes between their eyes in this race?
Yes. Well, there could be more, of course. It's quite a common marking.
So it is. Yes. Well, you know what we do now, don't you, good?
What, Colonel?
We just see how many horses there are marked like that, pool our money, and put a share of it on each horse.
Yeah.
Gad, what a way to punt.
Hey, look, Colonel. The horses of the big race are in the ring now.
Right, let's have a look at them. Get off me strap. That's right. Now, how many do you count with white blazes between the eyes?
3, 4, 5. I don't know about that horse wearing blinkers. We'll have to get a good look at it somehow.
We will, but how?
Leave it to me. Excuse me, sir. May I look at your horse between the eyes? That's a very strong expression, sir. Yes, well, if I could do that, I'd make a living as a contortionist. All right, if you're going to be that way about it, I hope your blasted horse gets stuck in the stalls. The front stalls, behind a woman with a big hat. It's no good, Colonel.
Why?
Well, I can't see if that horse has a blaze or not, you see. We just have to include him in, that's all. Make 7 we've got it back. Come on, let's go and do it.
All right.
Well, that's all our money gone to blazes. Can't think what happened to all those horses we backed.
Give me your tickets, Bill. I'll just make sure there isn't a winner among them. No. What's this one? An accumulator?
I could do with one. All my lights are out.
Just check the horses you backed on it. Bill, do you know that you've got 7 winners on this ticket? If the last one wins, you could win a lot of money. We'll just keep our fingers crossed. Frame now.
Wait for it.
Oh, Bill. £3.70.
Oh,
well, never mind.
Well, we've certainly got our fingers burnt on this trip to the coast, but we'll know better next time. Well, better get back to the hotel.
You and your horses with blazers. And think of the money you staked on them.
I know. That's what you call getting burned at the stake.
You've been listening to The Good Life. Be with us next week at the same time when once again we will deliver the goods. The Good Life was written by Arthur Maddock and produced by Gordon Mulholland. The program was directed by David Gooden.